Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Canna Business Chronicles.
In our continuing coverage of the cannabis community, we, of course, are focusing on all of the major events that are taking place across the nation. But now we get to take a look at some of the events that are taking place around the globe. We're joined by Alex Rogers. He's the executive producer of the International Cannabis Business Conference that is going international this October. And welcome, Alex. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Russ. Good to be here, man.
So we've been a part of the International Cannabis Business Conferences before. They've always been rousing successes in San Francisco and Portland. This next October, we've got the first International Cannabis Business Conference taking place outside of the United States in Vancouver, British Columbia. Tell people the dates and times and give us a little preview of what we can expect.
Yeah, it's October 13th and 14th at the downtown Hyatt Regency in Vancouver. We're really excited because we named ourselves the International Cannabis Business Conference years ago with the idea that we would one day go international. And I didn't know how soon that would happen, but it happened sooner than I had thought, which made me really happy. I mean, when Trudeau became Prime Minister of Canada, basically, that was we were thinking Berlin was going to be our first international endeavor, but then Trudeau came Prime Minister, and we kind of snuck that one in there, and really excited about it because I was actually just in Canada a few days ago, and it's going off up there, and it's so amazing what's happening up there. And I don't think a lot of people in the States know what's going on in Canada, and they really shouldn't know necessarily. It's insanely convoluted, you know, like every, you know, respective place in America is, and but it's insanely going off. Their laws are just not as codified up there, yet people are still doing business and pushing the envelope. So I guess in Canada, implementation definitely is 90% of the law. But the show, we're going to have a lot of great people. We're going to have Gabor Maté. He's Canadian's kind of folk hero for harm reduction and absolute world leader on harm reduction. And he's keynoting the first day. We have Brendan Kennedy from Privateer keynoting the second day. And we've got Tommy Chong and Ed Rosenthal. And we're really excited about Tommy. We work with Tommy a lot, but this one's particularly interesting in that Tommy grew up in Vancouver, and he's coming home, and a big part of the interview we do with Tommy is about him growing up in Vancouver. So we definitely have to pull.
Oh, that's going to be excellent to hear Tommy coming from his hometown. It's going to be a great show, the International Cannabis Business Conference. The website is internationalcbc.com if you're looking for some info. So being held in Vancouver, of course, there's going to be some focus on Canada and its emerging industries, both medical and the soon-to-be recreational, once Trudeau's government manages to get that taken care of. But we've also got the biggest marijuana election in our lifetime happening here in the United States, with five states voting on legalization and four voting on medical marijuana. Will folks attending the conference also be able to get some information on what's happening in the U.S.?
Well, we'll definitely be talking about California. We'll also be talking about the U.S. in general. We have Aaron Smith from NCIA coming up to speak, and I think Aaron has a lot of great information of what's going on federally with the United States also. So we'll be talking about California. We'll be talking about federal legislation for cannabis in the U.S. and a little bit about Colorado and Oregon also, and Washington.
Excellent. So kind of a look forward to the big industry that'll be happening in California, and kind of a update on what's happening in the current legal industries in the United States, if I'm getting that correct, right?
Yeah, that's right. And also the symbiosis between those. I think a lot of times we discount Canada, and I think a lot of times they try to discount us. And we look at each other as kind of these separate entities doing somewhat similar things. But I think in a lot of regards, we're more connected than we think. And I think there's a lot of crossover. And speaking of crossover, you know, there's going to be a time one day where the borders come down with cannabis, and I think a lot of people are positioning themselves in that regard.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. When you look at the map, you could drive yourself all the way down from the top of Alaska through British Columbia, down the west coast of America, and with Mexico looking at decriminalization, you could make it almost all the way to the equator and still be in a somewhat legal marijuana jurisdiction. With that in mind, is there going to be some coverage or discussion of the international issues with respect to the UN and treaties, for that matter?
There sure is, and we have our first panel after Gabor keynotes is our international panel, and I'm extremely excited about it. We're going to be talking about a lot of different countries' respective legalization. You know, it's funny, Russ, because you mentioned the UN treaties, and there was the UN gas a few months ago, which was a complete disappointment, but. You know, I travel around the world a lot, and I talk to people from out of country a lot. And every time I was out of the States, let's say in Europe, everybody was talking about the UN gas and what the, you know, and our laws and how this is the UN gas is going to affect our laws. Well, I thought that was really strange because in the United States, nobody cares what the UN decides, you know, so to speak. It's just not on our radar because we don't adhere to any decisions anyway, and we're the majority decider also. Those are two of the obvious reasons. But when you go out of the country, you hear how much people care about the UN's decision on drug policy and how important that is in terms of the historical treaties and the pressure that the United States has historically put on countries in terms of all types of things, financial funding, la-di-da. The irony is that America, or the United States, is now leading the same fight that we started 40, 50 years ago. And that's the one reason that I tell the other countries when they're saying, oh, well, it depends what the UN says, la-di-da, I say, no, I reckon not. It depends what America does, what the states do. And, you know, because how are we going to be credible and adhering to certain treaties when, you know, it's not just that we're not participating in it, but quite the antithesis.
Yeah, good point. It's the International Cannabis Business Conference. The website's internationalcbc.com if you want to follow along. Vancouver, British Columbia, October 13th and 14th. And Alex, one of the things I always appreciate about the International Cannabis Business Conference is that it's not just about business, but you do a really good job bringing the culture and the ethos of the cannabis community to some of these business people that are jumping into it that really don't understand that it's not like any other commodity. It's got a history. It's got a culture. It's got people that believe in it as sacrament or medicine. Expand on that a little bit. Tell folks how ICBC differs from some of these other cannabis conferences that are aimed at business.
Yeah, that's a good question, Russ. Yeah, we're unique in a few ways. We definitely bring a lot of advocacy to what we do. The narrative of our conference is everybody wants to make money. And everybody should make money, but just don't be a jerk about it. And, you know, try to not just conform to the American business narrative and have a little more conscious behavior as you're doing business. You know, we thought when I was working with Jack Hare and Dennis Perone and Debbie Goldsberry and Ed Rosenthal back in the early mid-90s, I always thought if cannabis was legal, you know, whenever that time was, you know, as a young man, we thought it was going to be like Star Trek. We thought the whole world would be different when cannabis would be legal. Well, of course, that's not true. And, of course, cannabis is being usurped by the American business narrative. However, we do our little part to make sure that the downward slide into that, you know, cesspool of ethos is mitigated at least a bit by some of our messaging and art. We're also unique in the way that we're the only real informational conference, and there's other information at conferences, but we're primarily an informational event, and we only have a small expo, a boutique expo. So we hold crowds very well, and I'm really proud of that. And we're also unique in that we're the only international conference. We're the only conference that has multiple dates set in multiple different countries. But we push the advocacy. You know, it's all about, for me, you know, the narrative that I start every conference out with, whatever country or place we're in, is that everybody, it doesn't matter how the bureaucrats screw up the rules and regulations. What's important is that everybody has the right to have a home garden, that every respective area fights for, our country fights for that, and that criminal penalties are ended, are reduced and eventually ended towards cannabis. So if criminal penalties are ended, and then if somebody is operating outside the construct of whatever regulatory structure was set up by said body, it's a fine and not a crime. So, you know, but not paying your taxes and money laundering will always be a crime, but let's take the crime out of cannabis, and let's have everyone have their own personal garden. Therefore, no matter what happens with the rules and regulations, everybody has their own personal garden, and criminal penalties are ended towards cannabis. So that's the prize, and we've got eyes, and so that's what we espouse to, and that'll probably be what we're saying until all criminal penalties are ended across the world. So whether that happens in our lifetime, Russ, I don't know, but we're going to push for it. And as we can see in Oregon, after legalization happened, some people didn't want it, some people did, but what's undeniable about it is that since then, criminal penalties have been reduced, and even the Multnomah DA has done things like drop cases that don't even fall under the realm of the said just 1 ounce legalization, but seem insipid after the fact. So this is really important stuff, and I'm glad you brought it up because we definitely come from a radical activist point of view. We've definitely had to compromise since then a bit, and I think that's for the good. But those two mantras, home garden and end criminal penalties, are what we're pushing hard.
There's a ton of information, lots of networking to be done at the International Cannabis Business Conference, October 13th and 14th in Vancouver, BC. Check out internationalcbc.com for more details. And speaking of details, it's not all just the work. We have some play as well. Tell folks about the social events that you have planned.
Well, we're definitely known for our awesome parties. We have a great party, after party. What we do, we always include the after party free with the ticket. Tickets aren't cheap, so it's an accoutrement of sort for everyone. And we're not clicky, so we like to have everybody involved. Therefore, we give the after party to every single person that buys a ticket. And, yeah, for the first day, it's going to be a party with Tommy Chong and we've got some great DJs from Vancouver, local DJs coming up, and we're really going to let loose after a somewhat cerebral day.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I tell you, I've been at all of them, and as Andrew Sullivan once said, best conference ever. I encourage all to check it out, internationalcbc.com. Alex Rogers is the executive producer. Alex, thanks for joining us, and last word, anything else you want to tell folks?
I just want to say, you know, when you come to the ICBC, you know, we're as much of a show as we are a conference. So there's not too many dry moments, and we like to entertain but keep people's attention. We like to educate but keep people's attention by a lot of entertainment, which seems to make the education that much more fruitful. So just wanted to say that, and I want to say thanks to you, Russ, and all your good work too, bro.
Oh, thank you so much. Alex Rogers from International Cannabis Business Conference. Log on to internationalcbc.com. Get your tickets today, and we'll see you all in Vancouver October 13th and 14th. Thanks, Alex, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.